How did you find the pageantry circuit?
So people expect it to be like bitchy and all that sort of stuff. But you know, it's the most empowering group of women like you could ever come across. And you know, you get all these like feminists that kind of believe all the stuff they read from the pageants in the 70s and 80s. And they're like, pageants are awful. But pageants these days are very much about the difference you can make to this world and the community and charity work and how you can be a role model to young women. So I've got friends who are like dentists, lawyers, you know, working in the police that have all been through pageantry, and everyone has their own kind of story and reason for wanting to do it. And you know, like for me, it's about when I was an 11-12 year old getting bullied for being muscular, about, you know, if I can somehow, someone in that position can see me now and be like, actually, you know what, it's gonna be okay. Like that's a big thing for me. And to, you know, even I get negative stuff even now about my body, that people saying like it looks like a man's body and this and that, which is just nonsense.
Yeah.
It's just people hiding behind keyboards, but kind of sticks a finger up at them and is like, yeah, all right.
Is there a part of you that feels like, maybe even by accident, but it might not be, it might be something that you've consciously thought about, is there a part of you that feels like you've ended up becoming the woman that you wish you had when you were younger?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Like, and it was one of those things, like, I found weightlifting by accident. I found pageants pretty much by accident. And, you know, I did my first pageant just as something to do and to wear a pretty dress and all that sort of stuff. I'll be honest about it. It was, let's see what this is about. And then it wasn't until I'd been through that I was like, actually, I can use this as a platform to make a difference and put myself out there as a role model, hopefully, for other young people that were in that position that I was in. And I feel like now, like I said, with the Olympics and stuff, like, we have more positive female like sports people as role models, and women's sport gets much more coverage. Like, you look, Jessica Ennis was everywhere in the build up to London. Yeah. Like, you couldn't turn a corner without seeing a poster of her or a billboard of her or whatever. So it is growing, but you know, it's still one of those things that I think we do need to keep pushing and making sure, you know, that coverage kind of stays there really.
How old were you at when 2012 came out? I know it's rude to ask a woman her age.
I'd have turned 20 that summer.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'd not been lifting very long. I'd only been lifting like a year. And then to go down and watch it, that was cool.
Yeah. Did that play a part in terms of you being like, I really want to try and make this a go of this full time?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, I'd been lifting a year. I was doing all right. I remember the British Championships that year was Olympic qualification, and I was competing against Zoe and Emily at the time. I remember Zoe, we were in the warm-up room, and she was like, Sarah, will you stop getting so strong, please? Otherwise, I'm going to have to start worrying. And I remember coming third that year to Zoe and Emily, and then come 2016, the three of us were going head-to-head for an Olympic spot for Rio, which was...
That's wild.
Crazy to think like that can happen in a four-year window. Yeah, unbelievable.
You had, was it a back injury?
Yeah, so I had a spinal fracture.
Fuck me, back injury is the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky at the time I was funded. I had a full medical team and all the support and everything. But we tried to kind of mask it and make do. Like, we had doctors like to check that was safe to do and everything. In the build up to the qualification, the final, the British, which was our last qualification competition. But it wasn't meant to be. And given when I started lifting, you know, that was only 5 years into my career. People are training for 10, 12 years before they make a major games like an Olympics. So it would have been nice to go to Rio, but it was never fully on my radar of when I'd be ready to compete in Olympic games. For me, you know, it's always been a case of targeting Tokyo.